With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Power crews keep working on a holiday to help turn the lights back on for those without electricity. For Wisconsin Public Service, about 2,700 customers remained without electricity as of 6 this morning. Xcel Energy said about 12,000 customers had been impacted in northern Wisconsin and the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, with the Manitowish Waters, Ironwood, and Hayward areas among the hardest hit. About 6,000 remained without service as of 6 this morning. With the ongoing snow and high winds, they anticipate more outages could occur and restoration times could extend into Friday for some. They say crews are coming from across the region to help. Extreme weather can have expensive and deadly consequences. The Wisconsin State Climatology Office wants to work with people in rural areas to see how it can better work with them to prepare for such events. WXPR's Katie Thorson explains.
Since 1980, there have been 63 confirmed weather or climate disasters with losses exceeding $1 billion each in Wisconsin. These range from floods and tornadoes to winter storms and drought. As climate changes, these weather events are only expected to become more extreme. Josh Bendorf is a climate outreach specialist with the Wisconsin State Climatology Office. He says climate projections have Wisconsin experiencing more days of extreme heat, increased precipitation that comes in heavy bursts, and winters with fewer sub-zero days.
What we've seen over the last several decades is that winters have actually been the season that have warmed the most out of the four seasons in Wisconsin. And that is a trend that is right now projected to continue through the next few decades. I will just put a caveat on that, you know, a lot of this depends on, you know, what our emission scenarios look like in the future.
The Climatology Office is focused on information, interpretation, and investigation. To that end, the office wants to hear from people in rural communities about what climate information they need to help inform their decisions.
Extreme weather impacts all folks in Wisconsin. You know, it can have very detrimental impacts to, you know, businesses, infrastructure, that kind of thing.
The State Climatology Office is bringing its Climate Roadshow to the Rhinelander area next week. There will be a presentation on extreme weather and the new weather monitoring network in Wisconsin. Then Bendorf says they want to hear from people who live in the area.
We hope to have a good, you know, array of different folks show up at this event and just have discussion. Talk about what events are top of mind for people living in and around Rhinelander, and get some ideas for how, you know, we can better serve people through the information that we provide.
The Climate Roadshow is Tuesday, December 2nd from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Newbold Community Center. People are asked to register. We have a link at WXPR.org and on the WXPR app. Just look for this article. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
A national survey from Main Street America found nearly half of 1,300 small business owners experienced a drop in profits this fall. The smallest businesses, with fewer than three full-time employees, said they were less confident heading into the holiday season. Michael Poe, Main Street America's senior director of research, says declining revenue and profit were driving factors, but participants also pointed to tariffs, a government shutdown, and shifts in consumer spending. Poe hopes the instability lets up.
And that these small business owners and many times small communities start to have an expanding sense of control around their environment, and that, you know, these places continue to thrive. I'm confident they will in the long run, but how much hurt on the way there?
He says the holiday shopping season is a pivotal time for many Main Street businesses. Some may finish their Thanksgiving celebration with an unwelcome case of heartburn. Aspira's pharmacy resident Natalie Wilkins says several factors can contribute to the concern, including the large meal.
Especially like rich, fatty, maybe even spicy foods during the holiday season. There's also increased alcohol or caffeine intake, which are common triggers for heartburn. And then for many, the holidays can be a stressful time as well.
If heartburn is a regular problem, you may want to talk to a physician.
So we usually recommend patients seeing a physician if they are noticing that they're having heartburn chronically. So that is, we usually define that as greater than twice a week.
Over-the-counter medications can help with heartburn, but if you take other medications, you should check on any potential drug interactions. Support for local health coverage on WXPR is brought to you in part by a grant from the Rhinelander Health Foundation. Federal health officials say 37 babies in 17 states, including Wisconsin and Michigan, have been sickened in an infant botulism outbreak tied to contaminated formula. ByHeart recalled all of its products sold throughout the U.S. No deaths have been reported. Health officials say parents and caregivers who have the formula in their home should stop using it immediately. Botulism is a rare but potentially deadly disease. The most recent case was reported November 19th. The company has said lab tests confirmed some samples were contaminated with the bacteria that can cause the illness. A federal judge says the trial for a Milwaukee judge accused of illegally helping an immigrant avoid federal agents will proceed as planned despite talk of a plea deal. Federal prosecutors charged Judge Hannah Dugan with obstruction and concealment to prevent arrest in April. They say she guided an immigrant in the country illegally out of her courtroom after learning federal agents were looking for him. U.S. Attorney Brad Schimmel said last week prosecutors had offered Dugan a deal, but that she would not take it. Her attorneys have insisted she is innocent. U.S. District Judge Lynn Edelman said Dugan's trial will begin December 11th. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.